Hello again, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你回到酒馆。在今天的节目开始之前，先来一条酒馆的小通知。酒馆自己的雅思考官口语课程第一期已经进行到了尾声，接下去马上会开第二期的课程。我们第二期的学员招募也已经正式开启。这个干货满满的考前小班冲刺课程里，有雅思考官为你模考摸底，量身定制，跳过各类所谓名师、秘籍、模板，让你直接了解考官视角，真正提升口语分数。想要冲击雅思的你，赶快联系小助手报名吧。小助手的微信是 luluxjg1， lulu 是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的拼音首字母后面一个数字一， luluxjg1， 我们在酒馆等你。 Now on with the show. Hello again and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话美国。 Hello James.
Hello, Lulu.
So in the last episode, we were talking about some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, going to the doctors. But today, we have something that's much more lighthearted.
Which is?
Going to the supermarket.
Okay, something that we have to deal with pretty much on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
今天我们就来讲一下美国的超市。First of all, maybe we need to establish certain terms, like you have supermarket, you have grocery store.
Yes.
What's the difference?
The biggest difference is simply size. Supermarkets are bigger, grocery stores are smaller. But that doesn't describe anything. So basically, a grocery store will just have fruits, vegetables, meat, some basic foods like flour, rice, and stuff. But usually not many options. Supermarkets are much bigger. They'll sell things in addition to food like towels, simple clothing, and things like that.
So size and also range of things they are selling.
Yes, but Americans in speech will use the two words interchangeably. Some people will just say supermarket, some people will say grocery store.
所以其实美国人说话的时候 supermarket, grocery store, 就是混用的 basically means to do the shopping.
Right, to do the shopping, which is different than going shopping.
Going shopping can be fun. Do the shopping is a chore.
Right, going shopping, you don't have to buy anything.
But do the shopping is you have to buy things you need.
Yeah, that's for milk, eggs, flour.
You know, from all of these information you get, generally Americans go to supermarkets, not that often, but they buy lots of stuff.
That's because most Americans tend to go once a week, which seems to be much different than what I notice in China, where people go far more often. Americans have bigger homes, so they have more...storage space, so they can keep more, and they're also busy, so they don't have time to go shopping a lot.
And also, you guys have generally bigger fridge.
Bigger refrigerator, bigger food storage, more than one refrigerator.
You know, you buy a week worth of food, then pretty much that means you will have to drive.
Yes, it's almost a requirement because most supermarkets are, if you're in a larger community, the supermarkets are going to probably be at the edge of the community where there's more space available to build the big supermarket. So you'll need to drive there and you'll need the car to carry all the food back home.
So does that mean most of the supermarket would be, for example, in the outskirts of the city? 是不是都是在outskirts, 在市郊才会有 supermarket?
No, not necessarily. Like, where I'm from, the supermarkets weren't that far, but I'm from a small town, so they were in the town. But if you lived outside of the town, you still had to drive into town to get it. In suburbs and stuff, they tend to be at, like, the edge of the suburbs with a lot of access to different roads. So to get to them, drive.
But in major cities, they can also be in.
Yes, so I've been to New York, and they had grocery stores right there in the main part of the city.Right next to the subway.
Okay. And then the prices of things. Because in many countries, for example, we talked to Alan about this. In the UK, usually the bigger the store is, the cheaper it gets. But even the same chain, smaller size, for a smaller size store, usually the price goes more expensive.
Okay. In America, the rule's more or less the same. The bigger the store, the cheaper it is. But it goes a little bit further. If you're in a small town or a smaller community, they'll also be cheaper than the city. And also depends on just location of your supermarket. So if it's close to good access to roads, things will be cheaper. If you live in the mountains, things will be more expensive. If you live in Hawaii, everything's expensive.
Because everything has to be transported there.
Yes.
I suppose does make sense. So let's compare the American supermarkets with Chinese supermarkets. First of all, let's look at the opening hours. When are they open? From when to when?
They never close.
So 24-hour supermarkets.
Yeah, a good number of supermarkets in the United States are 24 hours.
That certainly is good if you are hungry in the middle of the night and you can't call for any takeaway.
Actually, you can also buy things cheaper at night. Some things like the meat tends to be discounted at night.
Good tip for especially if you're on a budget.
Yeah. Also, America likes to use the term of one-stop shopping, which means Americans like to do all of their necessary shopping in one place.
One-stop, 就是一站式的购物。So you get everything. Like, apart from your normal food, you can buy cakes there.
Right, so like just a supermarket in my hometown, you can go into the supermarket, you can buy flowers for birthdays and weddings, you can buy your medicine that for your prescription, you can buy fresh baked bread, you can get custom-made cakes, you can get hot deli foods, so things like hot sandwiches, fried chicken, french fries. They will have hot coffee in the morning, they'll have freshly made donuts, and they'll have a range of meats, clothing, simple car parts, and the list goes on and on.
So nowadays, in big cities in China, a lot of these are quite similar. So you can buy cakes, you can buy flowers, you can buy things like hot food. But pharmacy, so you can actually buy medicine in supermarket.
Yeah, a good number of them, yes.
And I think this is a major difference. Usually in China, you will have to go to pharmacy, drugstore, to buy your medicine.
The next major difference has to do with size. American supermarkets tend to actually be a lot bigger than Chinese supermarkets. Now, in big cities like Beijing, they have some really big supermarkets like Walmart and Carrefour. They're like huge. In America, in a big city, the supermarkets actually tend to be small because of limited space.
Oh, so this
Whereas in the countryside,
they're huge.
They're huge.
This is a major difference. And what about the variety of goods? 就是产品的这个种类。
There'll be lots of different goods there. So you have all your fruits, vegetables, and so on. But let's just take something like Oreo cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows Oreo cookies. You go to an American supermarket, yes, they'll have Oreo cookies. But next to the Oreo cookies, there'll be knockoff Oreo cookie. There'll be supermarket brand Oreo cookie. There'll be another company brand Oreo cookie. There'll be like 10 different brands of cookies like Oreos.
Of the same product, yes. Essentially. 就是比如说有正牌的奥利奥，然后有很多的跟奥利奥类似的，就有点像山寨版的。But they're usually cheaper.
Oh, they are definitely cheaper.
You also have the supermarket's own brand.
In addition to that, American supermarkets tend to carry a little bit of everything. So, for example, a lot of Chinese students ask me, it's like,I'm so worried if I go to America, will I be able to buy such and such Chinese food? Well, every American supermarket will sell rice, soy sauce, rice vinegar, and ginger, garlic, the basics of cooking most basic Chinese food. They'll have things for Mexican food, have things for Korean food, and so on.
So it's also based on what the local community wants. So if you have a larger Chinese community, this supermarket tend to...have those kind of products.
Absolutely. So my hometown has a large Mexican community, so our supermarkets sell a lot of Mexican goods or Mexican fruits and vegetables that they want in their cooking. We also, one big difference is the amount of instant or boxed or canned foods that we sell. A lot of people go into American supermarkets and they just see aisles and aisles and aisles of cans, boxes, and frozen foods, frozen pizzas, ice cream, frozen vegetables.
就有很多这种即食的，比如罐头呀，或者说是冷冻的食品。Does that have to do with the average American diet?
It does. A lot of Americans like instant stuff. They grew up with this kind of thing and they may not know how to cook or they feel it's like comfort food. It also tends to lead to a lot of people having unhealthy diets because this food tends not to be the best for you.
But you have to have fresh produce section, fresh vegetables and fruits.
Oh yeah, of course. These are actually the produce section, which is what we call the place where you buy fruits and vegetables, tend to be a little bit smaller than what I've seen in China. Because a lot of Americans tend to buy fewer fresh fruits and vegetables.
By the way, here there is a word for you, produce, P-R-O-D-U-C-E.
一般我们学到这个词的时候可能学的是它的动词的形式 produce, 这个是生产的意思。但是重音改变之后 produce 指的是农产品 usually fresh vegetables and fruits. So especially in American English, you call it produce.
Yes.
And the produce section in China, a lot of the times in some supermarkets, you will have to find a scale or a weigh machine. You have to weigh them first. In America, you just weigh at the counter, right?
You take it up to the cashier at the front of the supermarket and they will weigh it for you when you pay.
所以称重是直接结账的时候称。
And then finally, when it's time to pay. So you go up to the front. This part is more or less the same as China. You go to the cashier, you pay, you put things in the bag. But instead of you doing this yourself, they will put the things in the bag for you, as well as offer to take the bags to your car.
Oh, how nice. Do you have to tip them or pay?
No, they will refuse. It's just part of their job. They will do this. You can refuse if you want, but you don't have to pay extra for that.
Because most of the times in China, you just push the cart, the shopping cart, to your car.
Right.
I would love to have someone carry that for me. And then in the end, let's look at two phrases that Americans generally use in day-to-day supermarket shopping.
Yeah, so we use some phrases when we do the shopping. One of the first ones we want to use is the verb to run. So a lot of Americans will say things like, I need to run to the store.
Run to the store, meaning I have to get some daily necessities from the store.
Yes, so you're not actually running though.
Run to the store. And the other thing is,
if we need to purchase like just one item, let's say just milk, we will use the verb pick up. Like, I need to pick up milk at the supermarket.
Ah, so calling your husband, your wife, your family member and say, could you pick up some milk?
Right.
Could you pick up some cookies on your way back?
Yeah, so instead of just simply buy, we actually use the verb more commonly to pick up.
Run to the store and pick up something on the way home, usually. That concludes the basic episode for going to supermarkets.
In the next episode, the advanced episode, we're going to be focusing on something called couponing, something Americans do to save money when they go to the supermarket. In addition, supermarkets, like different companies that you'll see in America.
And can't wait. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.